Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 37, Scene 1, Akura's Meditation. Akura was requested by King Kamsa to arrive in Vrindavana by evening. After receiving instruction from Kamsa, Akura started the next morning via chariot for Vrindavan. Because Akura himself was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, while going to Vrindavan, Akura began to praise Lord Krishna. Devotees are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and Akura was constantly thinking of Lord Krishna's lotus eyes. Akura did not know what sort of pious activities he must have done to gain an opportunity to go see Lord Krishna. Akura thought that if Lord Krishna willed, then he would be able to see Krishna. Akura considered himself most fortunate that he was going to see Krishna, whom great mystic yogis desire to see. Akura was confident that on that very day, all the sinful reactions of his past life would be finished, and his fortunate human form of life would now be successful. Akura also considered that he was very much favored by Kamsa, who was sending him to bring back Krishna and Balaram, thus enabling Akura to see the two lords. Akura continued to consider that formerly great sages and saintly persons were liberated from the material world simply by seeing the shining nails of the lotus feet of Krishna. Oh, that Supreme Personality of Godhead has now come just like an ordinary human being, and it is my great fortune to be able to see Krishna face to face. And so, Akura was thinking like that and was thrilled with expectations of seeing the very lotus feet which are worshipped by great demigods like Brahma, Narada, and Lord Shiva, which traverse the ground of Vrindavan and which touch the breasts of the gopis covered with tinges of kumkum. Akura continued thinking, I am so fortunate that I will be able to see those very lotus feet on this day, and certainly I shall be able to see the beautiful face of Krishna, which is marked on the forehead and the nose with tilak. And I shall also see Krishna's smile and his curling black hair. I can be sure of this opportunity because today I see the deer are passing on my right side. Today it will be possible for me to actually see the beauty of the spiritual kingdom of Vishnu Loka, because Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu, and Krishna has invented himself out of his own goodwill. Krishna is the reservoir of all beauty, and therefore my eyes will be filled today. Akura knew beyond doubt that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu. Lord Vishnu glances over the material energy, and thus the cosmic manifestation comes into being. And although Lord Vishnu is the creator of this material world, Lord Vishnu is free by his own energy from the influence of the material energy. By Vishnu's internal potency, he can pierce the darkness of material energy. And similarly, Krishna, the original Vishnu, by expansion of his internal potency, created the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the Brahma Samhita, it is also confirmed that the paraphernalia and abode of Krishna are expansions of his internal potency. That same internal potency is exhibited on earth as Vrindavan, where Krishna enjoys himself with his parents and in the company of his friends, the cowherder boys and gopis. By the statement of Akura, it is clear that since Krishna is transcendental to the modes of material nature, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are engaged in loving service of Lord Krishna, are also transcendental. Akura also considered the necessity of the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna. Akura thought that the transcendental activities, instructions, qualities, and pastimes of Krishna are all for the good fortune of the people in general. The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness by discussing Lord Krishna's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes, and paraphernalia. And by doing so, the whole universe can actually live auspiciously and advance peacefully. But without Krishna consciousness, civilization is but a decoration for a dead body. A dead body may be decorated very nicely, but without consciousness, such decorations are useless. Human society without Krishna consciousness is useless and lifeless. Thus, Akura continued to think. That Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has now appeared as one of the descendants of the Yadu dynasty. The principles of religion are Krishna's enacted laws. Those who are abiding by such laws are known as demigods, and those who are not abiding are known as demons. Krishna has advented himself just to give protection to the demigods who are very obedient to the laws of the Supreme Lord. The demigods and devotees of Lord Krishna take pleasure in abiding by the laws of Krishna, and Krishna takes pleasure in giving them all sorts of protection. These activities of Krishna, his protection of the devotees and killing the demons, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Cha Dushkritam, are always good for men to hear and narrate. The glorious activities of Lord Krishna will ever increasingly be chanted by the devotees and demigods. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. Krishna is the deliverer of all fallen souls and the proprietor of the three worlds. Indeed, anyone is able to see Krishna by eyes smeared with love of Godhead. Today, I shall be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who by his transcendental beauty has attracted the goddess of fortune to live with him perpetually. As soon as I arrive in Vrindavan, I will get down from this chariot and fall prostrate to offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord, who is the master of material nature and all living entities. The lotus feet of Krishna are always worshipped by great mystic yogis, so I shall also worship his lotus feet and become one of his friends in Vrindavan, like the cowherder boys. And when I bow down before Lord Krishna in that way, certainly Krishna will place his fearless lotus hand on my head. Krishna's hand is offered to all conditioned souls who take shelter under his lotus feet. Krishna is the ultimate goal of life for all people who fear material existence. And certainly, when I see Krishna, he will give me the shelter of his lotus feet. Thus, I am aspiring for the touch of his lotus-like hands upon my head. In this way, Akura expected blessings from the hand of Krishna. Akura knew that Indra, who is the king of heaven and master of the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems, was blessed by Lord Krishna simply for his offering a little water which Krishna accepted. Similarly, Bali Maharaj gave only 3 feet of land in charity to Vamanadeva, and Bali also offered a little water which Lord Vamana accepted, and thereby Bali Maharaj would attain the position of Indra in the future. And when the gopis were dancing with Krishna in the rasa dance, they became fatigued, and Krishna smeared his hand, which is as fragrant as a lotus flower, over the pearl-like drops of perspiration on the faces of the gopis, and immediately the gopis became refreshed. Thus, Akura was expecting benediction from that supreme hand of Lord Krishna. Krishna's hand is capable of bestowing benediction to all kinds of men if they take to Krishna consciousness. If one wants material happiness like the King of Heaven, one can derive that benediction from the hand of Krishna. And if one wants liberation from the pangs of material existence, one can also get benediction from the hand of Krishna. Or if one, in pure transcendental love for Krishna, wants his personal association and the touch of his transcendental body, one can also gain that benediction from the hand of Krishna. However, Akura was afraid of being deputed by Kamsa, the enemy of Krishna. Akura thus thought, I am going to see Krishna as a messenger of the enemy. And at the same time, Akura thought, but Krishna is in each and everyone's heart as the Supersoul. So Krishna must know my heart. Although Akura was trusted by the enemy of Krishna, his heart was clear. Akura was a pure devotee of Krishna. Akura risked Kamsa's wrath just to meet Krishna. He was certain that although he was going as a representative of Kamsa, Krishna would not accept Akura as an enemy. Even though I am on a sinful mission, being deputed by Kamsa, when I approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I shall stand before Him with all humility and with folded hands. Surely, Krishna will be pleased with my devotional attitude, and maybe Krishna will smile lovingly and look upon me and thereby free me from all kinds of sinful reaction. Then I shall be on the platform of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Since Krishna knows my heart, certainly when I approach Krishna, He will embrace me. I am not only one of the members of the Yadu dynasty, but I am an unalloyed pure devotee. By Krishna's merciful embrace, my body, my heart, and my soul will be completely cleansed of the actions and reactions of my past life. And when our bodies touch, I will immediately stand up with folded hands with all humility. Certainly, Krishna and Balaram will call me Akura uncle. And at that time, my whole life will become glorious. For unless one is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's life cannot be successful. It is clearly stated here that one should try to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's service and devotion, without which the human form of life is condemned. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Samohang Sarva Bhuteshu Na Me Dveshyosti Na Priya Ye Bhajanti Tumang Bhaktya Mayi Te Teshu Cha Yaham. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is equal to everyone. Krishna has no friends and no enemies, but he is inclined to a devotee who renders him service with devotional love. The Bhagavad Gita also declares that the Supreme Lord is responsive to the devotional service rendered by the devotee. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tang stathaiva bhajam yaham. A Akura thought that Krishna was like the desire tree in the heavenly planets, which gives fruit according to the desire of the worshipper. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also the source of everything. A devotee must know how to render service unto Krishna and thus be recognized by him. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is therefore explained, Brahmanda Brahmate Kona Bhagivan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bija. One should serve both the spiritual master and Krishna simultaneously, and in that way make progress in Krishna consciousness. Service rendered to Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master is bona fide service, because the spiritual master is the manifested representative of Krishna. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when one satisfies the spiritual master, he or she satisfies the Supreme Lord. It is exactly like service in a government office. One has to work under the supervision of the departmental head. If the supervisor of the department is satisfied with the service of a particular person, a promotion and increase in pay will automatically come. Then, Akura thought, when Krishna and Balaram are pleased with my prayers, certainly they will take my hand, receive me within their homes, and offer me all kinds of respectable hospitalities. And Krishna and Balaram will surely ask me of the activities of Kamsa and his friends.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.